Let's hear from our own Pastor Kuya Buddy. Okay.
Okay, started yesterday, the Jewish people started to celebrate this, what we call Purim. Is that Purim or Purim? Purim. Okay, thank you, Ate Casey. Okay, they started the celebration yesterday. Evening of Saturday up to later tonight. So, yeah, just to give you a little of the background, the history of Purim. Okay, the story of Purim took place during the Persian Empire's rule over most of the known world. Okay, the story begins when the Persian king, I cannot pronounce his name, he started to find another queen, another wife, and he found Esther. Okay, Queen Esther, a young orphan Jewish girl who was chosen as the queen. So while she is in the palace, the king's most trusted advisor, and his name is Haman, and he is an anti-Jewish. Okay, Haman is so anti-Jewish. He hates the Jewish so much, and then influences the king to agree to massacre the entire empire of Jews. Okay, he made that plan. And Haman did a lot of plannings, and he determined that all of the Jewish people will be massacred on the 14th of Adar. I think that's a month, no? And it falls this time, okay? March 23 and 24. Haman, it sounds like Hamas, okay? Haman wanted to kill all the Jewish people, men, women, and children. But under the guidance of the guardian, Mordecai, because again, Esther is an orphan. Okay, Esther approaches the king and reveals that she was a Jew. Although it was dangerous, it was a dangerous mission, she knew it was the only chance to save the entire Jewish nation. And the king was furious that Haman planned to kill his wife and all the Jewish nation. And to tell you, during that day, I want to tell you, Mordecai was promoted and Haman was hung. He was killed. He was executed that day. And instead of bloodshed, instead of mourning, instead of death, it was transformed into a day of celebration because of that miracle that happened that day. Okay, so our Jewish brothers are celebrating that right now. So the entire nation was spared because someone brave enough to stand and say, "If I perish, I will perish." And she said, "I was prepared for such a time as this." So, ingunia, if I perish, I perish. I want to tell you, we need a lot of brave people even in our time nowadays. Amen? Are you brave enough to stand for the truth? Are you brave enough to stand for your generation? We need Esther. We need a lot of brave people nowadays. Okay? A lot of people, if they cannot stand strong in their faith, I want to tell you, a lot of people will be still in darkness. A lot of people will not be saved. A lot of people will not be suddenly rescued because you failed, or Christian failed to stand in their faith. Amen? So again, we need people like Esther nowadays. Amen? Come on, say to the person next to you, especially women, come on. We need brave people like Esther. We need brave people like David. We need brave people to stand up for the truth. Amen? Amen. Okay, I want to start with this. One time, I think that's the start of the year, somebody came to us for a counseling. And that person said, "Kuya, I was in the church one Sunday, and it was my breaking point. I was about to explode. I was so pale. I was shaking. deep within me. I was literally shaking. And then she said, nobody noticed it. Nobody bothered to ask or say, how are you? Or, are you okay? Or, how can I help you? According to her, nobody cared to ask. And nobody noticed that she was about to explode during that time. And you know what she said? I went home so broke. I was so desperate. And I was so alone. And then you know what? Because of that event in her life, she was so alone. She was so devastated. And when she went home, she encountered the devil. There was a demonic attack in her room during that time. Thankfully, she was rescued by the help of some people. And then, she came to us for counseling. She came to us to talk about this. And you know what? This made me so sad that as a church, sometimes we are so passive, or maybe we are so insensitive that some of our brothers or our sisters are really into battle and we don't notice it. Can you look at the person next to you? Can you try to evaluate? Can you try to can you try to evaluate this? Is this person okay? Okay, siguro, just say, hi, how are you? Are you in a battle today? There are times that our situations or the battle that we are facing is hidden because of our smiles. I want to tell you, there are a lot of Christians that they smile, but deep within them, they are battling. Naa sila'y away, naa sila'y battle na kinahanglan i-overcome. Naa sila'y battle na kinahanglan i-win. And sometimes, I want to tell you, they need us. Sometimes, we just need somebody to support us, somebody to encourage us, somebody to just be there for us. Amen? You know what? When you are in a battle, kanang tapik pa lang sa shoulder can really help. Amen? Can really give a good encouragement. Can really strengthen the person who is in a battle. And because of that, you can. Because you know that somebody is with you, you are assured of victory. Amen? So I hope after this message, we will be able to be sensitive enough with our brothers and sisters. Okay, remember, I think a few weeks ago, I shared about loving God and loving our neighbors. We need to love people, okay? And loving our people, loving our brothers and sisters, needs a lot of sensitivity as well. Amen? We need to be sensitive of their needs. Hallelujah. Okay, there is a bad news here. I want to start with this bad news, okay? The enemy or the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. This is his mission in life, to destroy you, to kill you, and to steal God's gift, God's plan, God's blessings upon all of us. He wants you destroyed. He wants everybody destroyed. He wants our family to be destroyed. He wants our loved ones to be destroyed. He wants even our neighbors to be killed. That's his plan. And sometimes we are so insensitive enough that our brothers and sisters are being tortured by the devil. Okay? But I want to tell you there's a good news here. Okay? It says here, I have come. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. God wants us to experience the fullness of God. God wants us to experience blessings from God Almighty. Amen. Remember, this week, we are celebrating the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? But I want to tell you, it is a reminder for every one of us here that Jesus died so that we will receive benefits so that we will receive blessings. Because of His death, we can receive abundant blessings from the Lord. He died so that we will have eternal life. Amen? He died, He had bruises, He bled so that we will have this eternal life. So we will have a meaning to this life. Amen? I remember this song by Stellar Cart. Okay, if you can... Kasi nakabaluan ng kanta ha? I hope we will learn this principle here, that we can just assure everybody that we are there available for them, me and Jesus. In battles, they can trust us. They are assured that we are with them. Amen. So I hope we can have that. We can learn that today. Okay, I want to share to you about leading the prisoners toward freedom. Leading the prisoners towards freedom. I want to tell you again, there are a lot of people that they are imprisoned with a lot of things. Okay? But I want to let you know, I want to remind you that we can be set free. Amen? John 8:32, it says here, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." When you know the truth, you will be set free. And I'm asking you right now, who is the truth? Okay, Jesus. Jesus is the truth. The moment you have encounter with Jesus, you will experience freedom. Tama? You will experience freedom. But I want to tell you, freedom for most people, it doesn't happen instantly. Okay, I tell you, yeah, there are people that when they come to the altar, we will pray for them. There are times that they will be instantly set free from whatever bondages that they have. But most of the time, I want to tell you, our freedom, okay, the process of our freedom is for some people slow. There are gradual processes in our freedom. Amen? And most of us need help or assistance, or we need some people to empower us for us to be set free. Tama? Okay. I do believe that even right now, there are a lot of Christians that are in bondage. But by the grace of God, we are slowly coming out of that prison. Okay? But again, we need some help. As I have said a while ago, there are Christians that in public they smile, okay, pretending that they are okay. But in reality, they are behind bars. They are imprisoned by their past. They are imprisoned by lust, maybe porn, by offenses, by unforgiveness, by pride, by addictions, and a lot more. There are people that are in bondage still, even though sometimes they go to church. We are still in bondage with a lot of things because Satan wants us to be controlled. Satan wants to play with us. Okay? And so, I want you to know that we need help. Amen? If you are still imprisoned with so much things, different things. Yeah, I want to tell you, you need help. We have a lot of people to help you as well. We have kuyas and ates, pastors, missionaries that can help us all. Amen? So, again, there are a lot of people that are imprisoned with a lot of things. When you look at our prison cells in the Philippines, you can see a lot of something like that. Okay, I think my wife Monette has been ministering to sa prison 10 years before we got married, and she is exposed to a lot of things like this. Okay, and as you can see, according to this article, it is so crowded that all of them needs to shift in San Ignacio LA sleeping time, okay, like 8 hours daily. So people will just sit down, and then later on after 8 hours, oh, wake up, it's my time to sleep, something like that, because they are so crowded. And we have so much of that, of this situation to most of our prison cells all over the Philippines, right? And outside the prison cell, I want to tell you, a lot of people are still in bondage. They are not imprisoned with the physical prison cell. But I want to tell you, a lot of people are like this. You can see them everywhere. Okay, you can see addicts. Okay, drug addicts, you can see smokers, you can see people that are into alcohol. There are people that are so angry and they are imprisoned with that and they don't want to forgive. Okay, they are so angry. Okay, with the little things, they can kill, they can destroy lives just because of their anger. And there are a lot of people that are so in bondage with technology, with pornography. As you can see, pornography is now available everywhere. As long as you have internet that can be accessible by anybody. This pornography thing, a lot of people are in bondage just because it is available everywhere. And when you look at these people, I want to tell you, they are being controlled by the devil. Okay? So it says here, that Satan ties strings to the mind and the body of every victim so that he can manipulate one like a puppet. Have you seen puppet show? Somebody is controlling whatever. And there are a lot of people that are being manipulated, being controlled by the enemy. Okay, they don't want to do it, but because there are strings attached to their bodies, to their minds, to their hearts, they don't have the ability to resist. The only thing they have to do is whatever the enemy wants them to do, they will follow. They will just obey it. And I want to tell you, there are people, maybe your loved ones, a family member, or your neighbor, or your classmate, or your co-worker, okay, they are being controlled by the enemy. And I want to tell you, they need help. Amen? They need help. When you look at people, when you look at around people, I hope we can have the eyes of God that we see whatever need that they have. This guy is rejected. This guy is battling with alcohol. This woman is battling with lust or whatsoever. If we can just have that eye, the eye of God to just see the need of everybody, that will be good. Okay, but because we want to help people overcome whatever obstacles they are into, whatever problems they are facing. Amen? Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19, it says here, okay, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. And then it says, He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of the sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Okay, as you can see, if we go backwards, okay, in verse 16, it says here, I just want to read it. And He came to Nazareth, where He had been brought up, and as was His custom, He went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and He stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to Him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. Yeah, it was written, Monani, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor and proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of the sight of the blind. Okay, and then after He read that passage, okay, He said, today this scripture was fulfilled in your hearing. After He declared, after He read that scripture, He made that declaration, today it is fulfilled in your hearing. Okay, so makita nato, Jesus had the Spirit of God. He came here to set the captives free. He came here to bring deliverance. Okay? And He died. He died just to deliver you and me. He died just to save you and me. Amen? But in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, it says here, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. I received from my Father the authority in heaven and on earth. And then he said, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And in one passage, John chapter 20, verse 21, he said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Amen? So, I know that we are all Christians here. We receive salvation. We have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we receive the Spirit of God. Amen? Do we have the Spirit of God within us? Amen. Okay? So, because we receive, we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are saved, and we have the Holy Spirit in us as well. So, this verse in Luke chapter 4, we can also say, because we have the Spirit of the Lord, we have the anointing to proclaim the good news. We are commanded by God to proclaim the good news to everybody. Amen? We are commanded by God to go and make disciples. So if you go deeper, God did not say, just preach the gospel and that's it. Okay? The Bible says we have to go preach the gospel and make disciples. In other words, we have to do everything that we can to help these people grow in the Lord, this person to be discipled, this person to be mentored. And this person needs to grow. Amen? So our calling is not just to preach the gospel and that's it. We have to make sure that the people we preach the word of God to will be discipled and they will grow, mature, and they will bear much fruit by the power of the Holy Spirit working in their lives. Amen? Amen. So, makita nato, we are also commanded, to proclaim the good news. And then it says here, He has sent us to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. So we are also commanded by God that whoever we are discipling, whoever we are mentoring, we will help them be free from whatever bondages that they are into. Amen? Do you believe that? I do believe that we have a lot of people that even after receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, naagihapoy bondage, naagihapoy chains that are being placed around them. And we have to set them free. We have to set them free. Amen? And so, like Esther, Queen Esther, when she said, this is my time, I will stand, okay? And I said, you will never kill my people. You can never destroy the Jewish people. Amen? Of course, I'm paraphrasing it, okay? But yeah, she stood up and said, you cannot kill the Jewish people. I have to stand. I have to do everything I can for people to be spared, for Jewish people to be spared. Amen. So I think we need to know or we need to learn that we have to do the same thing. Kinahanglan po tamo stand. We need to stand for the people around us to be saved, to be set free from whatever bondages that they are into. Amen. God is looking for such people. Like for example, David. Okay, you know David, right? Okay, not David Miller. Not Jonathan David Valdez, okay, but David in the Bible. Okay, he made a declaration to Goliath, okay? He said, okay, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. The day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. Okay? David was so small during this time. Okay? He's not fit for war. He's not fit to be part of the Jewish soldiers. Okay? He was there. He went there to just bring Baon, okay? Lunch pack to his brothers, okay? But when he heard Goliath mocking God, mocking the Israelite soldiers, okay, he was stirred in his heart. Nakaduog siya. Goliath was saying, oh, your God is so small. Oh, you cannot fight me. I'm the best warrior. Something like that. And David, he was very small, and yet he was stirred by that, by those words that he heard from Goliath. This was his statement. Okay, I will come against you, because he said, the God whom I serve has delivered me from the mouth of the lions. Okay, the God whom I serve has given me victories. And he said, he will give you into my hand as well. He was not afraid. Okay, and I want to tell you, even King Saul during the time was so afraid with Goliath. Even the soldiers during that time was afraid of Goliath, right? Did you read that? Yes. Okay. They were all afraid. And there was only one boy. One boy who stood up. Who stood up and faced Goliath. Because you know what? He was very small. Gumay pa siya. But he has strong faith in the Lord. And he said, the Lord will give you into my hand. He will deliver you into my hand. And the Lord made something miraculous. Amen? Goliath was killed with just one stone from David. Amen? And so, mga kapatid, we need to be brave. We need to have this kind of faith that we have to stand for our family. We have to stand for our relatives. We have to stand for our communities. We have to stand for our generation. Because if you will not stand, I want to tell you, the devil will not stop manipulating our people. The devil will not stop to torture our people when you don't stand. When you don't stand in your faith, okay? People will be tortured by the enemy. Will you allow that? Is it okay for you that your families are being tortured? Is it okay for you that your neighbors are just being tortured by the enemy? Will you allow him to do that for the rest of your life? But I want to tell you, a lot of Christians are just watching. People are being tortured around you, but you don't do anything to save them. Tama? Wala ko nang asawa. But yeah, I just want you to understand that we as children of God, we are God's representation on earth. We have the light of Jesus Christ in our lives. We need to shine. And we need to do something to help our brothers and sisters that are being tortured by the enemy. Amen? Like Moses, he was a stutter. He cannot speak so well. Okay? And yet God used him mightily. And you know what? So many times he will approach Pharaoh and say, let my people go! Let my people go! Can we say that to Satan as well? Can we stand and say to Satan, let my brother go! Let go of my brother! Let go of my sister! Let go of my neighbor! Can we do that? With so much strength, with so much faith, that the enemy will really surrender and will say, oh, I have to stop what I'm doing because somebody stood up to fight against him. Amen? We need somebody to help cut those strings. And it can be you, my brothers and my sisters. It can be anybody of us. Amen. Again, if you can just see people around you, a lot of people are in bondage. A lot of people are imprisoned. Okay? This can be, yeah, lust, porn. Yeah. They are maybe imprisoned with their pasts, past life, past experiences. Okay? Because I want to tell you, there are a lot of people nga because of their past, they don't enjoy freedom because they put themselves inside that prison cell. Okay? And then, yeah, anger, unforgiveness, yeah, smoking, alcohol, drugs, games, perversion. Okay? When you see perverted people, most of the time, what do you feel? When you see somebody is so drunk, somebody that is sleeping beside the streets because they are so drunk, what do you feel? When you see somebody that are into sin, what do you feel? Most of the time, we just ignore, right? Most of the time, we just get rid of them. Have you experienced na there are some badjao who came to you and then they don't smell so good and then you just say, get away, you smell so bad. Do you experience that? Get out of my way, you're disturbing me. Yeah? And when you see an addict, okay, that are those people that are into addiction, most of the time, ang imong anak, oh, don't go there, don't go there. You might be influenced by that person. Okay? We do that most of the time. So, yeah, we want to get rid of them. We want to drive them away. And sometimes we laugh at them. Amen? When you see somebody that are so broke, they don't have money, okay, they never went to school, and then ikaw, makingon ka nga, ah, tapulan, manggun mo good. Okay, you don't work so hard, that's why, look at you right now. Something like that. Sometimes we laugh at them. And most of the time, we judge them. Tama? When you see bad people, it is so easy to judge them. Okay? But the Bible says, do not judge or else you will be judged as well. There are people that are into sin, okay, that we consider them sins, so sinful, so perverted, whatsoever. But I want to tell you, you never knew what they went through. And instead of judging them, you just have to help them with their situation. They are in bondage. They are in prison with those things. And most of the time, Christians, we fail to do something to help them out of the jail. Sometimes, we just ignore. We don't think. We don't do anything. What I want to tell you, God is expecting something from us. God is expecting you to do something. We all know that Jesus is the answer. We all know that Jesus is the only way that these people will be set free. But they will never know. They will never have that encounter without you telling them, without you doing something great for them. Amen. I was so blessed with the testimony of Ken Pounders. He was into drugs, and then because of that, he has this heart to help the drug addicts. And you know what? According to him, he adopts at least 8 drug addicts into their house, into their home. Have you done that? Or are you willing to do that? If you see a beggar somewhere and you see that that person is so hungry, what have you done? Have you given something to feed that person? There are people around Central Bank. Okay? I pass through that street, okay? And I'm amazed that there are people that are doing ministry for these people. But how about you? Amen. We have a feeding program, we have ministries to reach out for people. But I'm talking to everybody here. Please look at me. What have you done to help somebody? You are saved by God for a purpose. Jesus Christ died for you. Amen? And how can you just keep that into your heart, into your life? We love that song. I won't be quiet. My God is alive. How can I keep it inside? The thing is, we are saved. We have received salvation. We have benefits. We receive all the benefits of Christ dying on the cross. And you are enjoying that favor. How can you just keep it inside you and ignore other people around you? Right? How can you do that? You know what? When you see a drunkard and don't do anything about it, I do believe that when you are in a community and there's a lot of drunkards, I think God will ask you, what have you done? I placed you strategically into that place because I want you to be the light. I want you to start a work in that area. Strategically, you are placed wherever you are to set people free from whatever bondages, whatever imprisonment that they are in. Amen? So please don't just ignore them. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are in a place that there are a lot of addicts, there are a lot of drunkards, then God is calling you to reach out to these people. God is calling you to do something to help them be set free from whatever addictions that they are into. Are you listening? Amen. God is calling us to do something. Hallelujah. If you see somebody who is drowning sa sugal, sa utang, what have you done? We have to do something. Amen. We need to do something. Again, Jesus is the only answer for them to be set free. When you see addicts, when you see drunkards, when you see people that have no hope, what will you do? Okay, I think you start by crying out to God, Lord, help me. What can I do to these people to help them? You have to intercede, Lord. Lord, I pray that they will encounter you. I pray that, Lord, you will touch their hearts, open up their hearts. Lord, I pray that their heart of stones will turn into a heart of flesh. Lord, have mercy. And you start doing something for those people. You pray, you fast, okay, for the salvation of these people. Amen? And we have to point them to Jesus Christ. We have to introduce Jesus Christ into their lives. Again, Jesus Christ can set them free, but people need somebody to tell them about it. People need somebody to be alongside them as they continue to fight the battle, the addictions that they are into. Some people need someone to inspire them. Amen? Are you an inspiration to a lot of people? or when they look at you, they will feel so expired. Or, yeah. Pagtanaw pa lang sa iyo, mga discouraged na sila. Are you that kind of person? We need to be an inspiration to people around us. Amen? When people look at us, naa sila yung possible nga comment. They can say, maunay Kristohanon? Question mark. Or, exclamation point, maunay Kristohanon? May ganala. When you do something to help them, they will say, oh, maunay Kristohanon! I want to see Christians like that! Ila yung ginapakita si Jesus Christ sa ilang kinabuhi. But if you are not doing something for God, and then, instead of being an inspiration, instead of being a blessing to a lot of people, murang nahimot na noong judgmental, wala na tayo love, and people will say and declare, mo na yung mga Kristohanon? Okay? No, asa mo up to the pit. Amen? We need to help people, whatever the demands. Sometimes I want to tell you, a lot of people serve God out of convenience lang. When you feel so convenient, when it is so convenient to you, you are willing to serve the Lord. Pero if it demands sacrifice, most of the people, we don't want to. When sacrifice is demanded of us, most of the time we don't want to get involved in. I want to tell you, the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, as they follow God, I want to tell you it was not easy. Most of the people died a terrible death. Most of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, except for John the Beloved, they died a terrible death. Tama? Are you willing? Are you willing to sacrifice for the freedom of the people around you? Are you willing to do something to help them out? I want to tell you, it's not easy. And most of the time, it demands a lot of effort. It demands a lot of time. It demands money as well. You know what? When you reach out, when you reach out to young people, sometimes it's expensive. It's not free. When you reach out to people, you know what? It demands some money to feed them. Sometimes we have to pay for their fare upon going to church. And the thing is, what have you done? I want to tell you, we have so much young people. We are reaching out to some people. And if you can, you can help them with anything that you can do. You know what? Even if you see new faces, if you see new faces in the church, what do you do usually? Okay? Sometimes you say hi to the people that you are close to. But to those people nga wala kay mo na kaila, sometimes you just ignore them. Okay? But again, please, mga kapatid, if we see new faces, please try to accommodate them. Talk to them. Amen. Just allow them to feel that they are welcome. Allow them to feel that they are part of this church. They are part of the family. Amen. Hallelujah. So what are demands? What are the demands of the gospel? What are things that what does the gospel require of us? Okay? We need to have feet to go. We need to go where they are. And then we need to speak the word of God without fear, without being intimidated. Okay? We have to speak the truth. Remember, they need to know the gospel. They need to know the power of the gospel that can set them free. We have to speak that up. Amen? And then we need our hands, okay, to reach out to people sacrificially. Okay, if you can do something to help them out, please. Okay? And then hearts to love them unconditionally. We need to love people. I want to tell you, most of the people around you, their number one need, more than money, more than food, is love. But when you love somebody, it's so impossible not to give, not to support, not to help them out. Amen? When you love somebody, it requires a lot of things from you. Not just time, not just effort. Sometimes it demands money. Sometimes even time to listen to them. Amen? We need to be available for these people to be set free. Hallelujah. So we need to break bondages. Amen? We need to help people out. Amen. Again, Jesus can set us free. Jesus can give us freedom. But we have to tell people. We have to help people out for their freedom. Amen? So, mga kapatid, I do believe that all of us have our own struggles, different struggles. But I want you to know that we are here for you. We want you to know that we are willing to help you out. We are with you in the battle. Whatever battles that you are into, I want you to know that we are here to help you. Amen? Amen. So again, look at the people around you. Maybe some of them are battling deep within them. We just need to be sensitive enough to help them out.